It's a Tuesday. Remember that. I know it seems like a Monday, but it is a Tuesday. And it's time for the Dial-A-Doc program here today. And let's head to the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center. And he's also the CEO of the Paramount Oncology Group as well, Dr. Bobby Canero. Dr. Canero, good morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Thanks for joining me. It's always great to talk to you. You treat, of course, patients at the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center, but you're also CEO of the cancer treatment organization in Dubuque, Paramount. Tell us a little bit about your group, Paramount Oncology Group.
Yeah, we're a physician group that provides radiation therapy to several different cities, Dubuque, Cedar Rapids, as well as Freeport. So we're a physician group that provides cancer services, and we've been around for almost six years now.
And I know that September, now that we're in September already, is National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. So that's our topic for today. First of all, I guess why don't you reacquaint us, where is the prostate?
So the prostate is really, it's located in a really valuable real estate. it's right below the bladder, and right above the rectum. So it's right in between some really important structures. So it's not always easy to locate, and it's not very big either. It's about the size of a ping pong ball, but it's very, it turns out to be very important because it's. It actually becomes one of the most common cancer in men.
And do we know now what causes prostate cancer?
It's a good question. It's multifactorial. So there's not one cause. For lung cancer, we know that cigarettes are a big cause. But for prostate cancer, it turns out that it's not so straightforward. There's genetics may play a part. Sometimes the environment, sometimes diet, but there hasn't been really a strong link. We also know that just old age, as we get older, the risk increases for prostate cancer.
Of course, we're talking about, this is a man cancer, obviously, men only. And is it pretty common among men, Doc?
It's very common. It's the most common cancer for men. And in fact, it's actually more common for a man to get prostate cancer than it is for a woman to get breast cancer. So it really is a very common cancer. One in every seven men will get prostate cancer.
Tell us how prostate cancer is diagnosed, Doc.
Yes, it's a great question. And actually, screening for prostate cancer is probably the best way that you could cure prostate cancer because you want to catch it early. If you're a man and you're over the age of 50, you should start getting screened. And actually, if you have a family history of prostate cancer or you're African American, you should actually get screened even earlier, even starting at the age of 40. But the most common ways to get screened for prostate cancer, there's two ways. One, you do a physical examination where your doctor actually does a rectal exam and tries to feel your prostate. And he looks for any type of nodules or anything unusual. And the other way is to do a blood test. And in the blood test, you look for an enzyme called the PSA. And the PSA is something that's secreted by your prostate normally. So we look for those levels and make sure that it's not too high.
We're talking to Dr. Bobby Canero. He is a oncologist physician doctor at the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN. Doc, we heard a lot about the treatments here. What are the traditional treatments for prostate cancer?
Yeah, so really there's two gold standard treatments for prostate cancer, and these are very well established. We have plenty of data and research to support these two treatments. Number one is surgery. You can get a prostatectomy or a robotic prostatectomy to take out the prostate. And the second form of treatment is radiation. Radiation by far is the most common way to treat prostate cancer, and there's a good reason for that, primarily because it's not as invasive. A lot of patients prefer that. They don't want to get cut. Fortunately, the cure rates are the same between radiation and surgery, which that's another reason why patients may prefer radiation, because the cure rates are the same. So again, why go through a major surgical procedure if you don't need to get cut? And finally, you know, the side effects for radiation tend to be very tolerable. So for that reason, radiation is the most common, but the two standard treatments for prostate cancer are either surgery or radiation therapy.
And then tell us a prognosis for someone diagnosed with prostate cancer.
And this is why screening is so important. But, you know, if you catch your prostate cancer very early, I mean, the cure rates can be 90% or higher. So that's why it's really important, you know, and that's why this month is, you know, so important for prostate cancer awareness. You know, talk to your doctor, just make sure that, you know, you've been getting screened, and if it's your time to get screened, because if we catch it early, then the cure rates are very, very high.
What about, I've heard some of the guys out there say, well, my doctor, you know, I've got prostate cancer, but my doctor said we're going to just wait on this and we're not going to treat it right now. We're going to watch it. Is there any time that when prostate cancer should not actually be treated?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And you know, and recently we've, you know, as a whole, you know, prostate cancer specialists have been more and more becoming conservative with the management for prostate cancer, because let's say if you're 80 years old and you were diagnosed with a very, very early stage prostate cancer, I mean, the good news is that prostate cancer grows very, very slowly. So, especially if it's early stage. So in some cases, you may not need to do anything. The chance that prostate cancer is going to grow and become dangerous for you in the next 5 to 10 years may be very low. So there's a lot of things to look at. But number one, you know, if you're an older, maybe your health isn't that great. You know, the right treatment may be to do nothing and just to watch this. So it really depends on your situation. But you're right. Sometimes the best treatment is nothing.
I know that FHN now has this 3-day cancer appointment guarantee that we've been talking about here recently. Remind us about that. Tell us about it.
It's a great feature. You know, if you've been diagnosed with cancer, the last thing you want to do is wait several weeks before you can get into a doctor. And for, you know, honestly, that's the way it is in a lot of different centers. So we really wanted to be sensitive to our patients, and we know that time is important. So we have a guarantee that if you've been diagnosed with cancer, that you can come in to see one of our docs at the Leonard Ferguson Cancer Center within 3 days.
And, Doc, of course, very important topic this September, National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Anybody out there listening, men or women, who would like to follow up and maybe get more information, find out more, maybe make an appointment, how can they get more information?
Yeah, they can either visit our website at www.fhn.org, or they can call us at 1-877-6000.
All right, Doc. Great information as always. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Let's talk again soon, all right?
Thanks, Don. Okay, right. Bye-bye.
Dr. Bobby Canero here today. He's a oncologist at the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN. Preceding this morning, brought to you the Dial-A-Doc program, preceding brought to you today by FHN.